MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Peter van der Ross, Deputy Head Multi-Asset at Stanlib Asset Management. Peter, appreciate the time again. A disconnect often we see between sort of markets and economies where, in our stock market's perhaps a perfect example this year, brilliant stock market, but we don't have any GDP. The US, you know, concerns around jobs, but the market's doing incredibly well. There is a disconnect between what we call Wall Street and Main Street.
You know, Simon, there is and there isn't. Clearly, at a high level, yes, you're right. GDP looks fairly pedestrian, and the stock market, in fact, our local stock market's been one of the strongest globally this year. But if you look at some of the domestically oriented sectors in the market, so something like our general retailers index, that's down 22% so far this year. And that does reflect that, you know, domestic consumers, households are struggling, tightening their belts a bit, but that's got to be, you know, set against something like our resource sector, which is mostly driven by precious metals now, having done 110% odd so far this year. And so, yes, if you average those out, and then, of course, we've got the other big global companies listed, right? Naspers, et cetera. Those geographies have done very well with the Chinese focus on AI and their drive into big tech. So if you average out the market performance, yes, very strong, but it's in a way similar to averaging our GDP performance, which is, you know, there are few companies, individuals doing very well, and then there's a third of our people unemployed. So the averages do skew the reality somewhat. If you look under the hood, though, the individual bits do reflect the underlying reality.
I take the point. An index is lovely, but it's just, it's general. We need to perhaps delve into it. What about issues such as, I'm thinking liquidity, I'm thinking fiscal deficits. How do these impact the sort of markets and asset prices? Because, of course, there's equities, but there's commodities, there's bonds, there's other assets as well.
So we think liquidity is one of the key drivers of asset markets. We use what we call six lenses in our tactical positioning approach. And liquidity is, at this stage, we think one of the more important lenses. The other one actually at the moment is momentum, being a very important driver of markets. And we would include fiscal flows under that broad liquidity banner. So, you know, liquidity is a fairly simple concept in that where money flows, prices get bid up or inflated, and where money leaves, prices deflate. So it's that old concept of the rising tide lifting all boats and the opposite holding true. And so these are key cyclical developments that drive financial markets that one absolutely has to be on top of.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I mean, when liquidity is flowing, then that's where the action is. What about geopolitics? Because of course, yeah, again, geopolitics is in a sense outside of economies, but it's not. It's square and center. And we've got defense budgets. We've got central banks suddenly buying gold. So that suddenly is an important part. Perhaps it always is. It just ebbs and flows as to how important. And we're seemingly sitting at a juncture of higher importance.
Correct. And I would say there's another element to that, and that is that we have across many geographies globally, we have coalition governments that tend to be fairly difficult to hold together, which is why clearly our domestic GNU holding together so far has been such a win for financial markets and for the man in the street.
Yeah.
But what happens is when you have these weak governments is that fiscal discipline is hard to come by because the politicians don't have the sufficient backing from the voter base to take the difficult decisions. And so you've got soft decisions happening, you've got monetary excess, you've got fiscal excess, and that's good for financial markets because, again, what that means is under that liquidity banner, you've got a lot of capital flowing into markets. So, for example, something like the defense sector, it's been a sea change this year so far where a country like Germany has loosened their fiscal brake. And that's clearly to be able to spend on defense. It's a sector we've been able to profit from for our clients. And there will be other secular type flows on the way because, as you say, these geopolitical developments are fairly slow moving. But when they do come to a head, boy, oh boy, you've got to sit up and take notice.
Yeah, and I like that point around coalition governments. I hadn't actually thought of that. You can't make those hard decisions. The current environment, and I always say, you know, we live in interesting times. I think we've always lived in interesting times, and we maybe we kind of overemphasize our current interest in terms of times. But how do you and your team sort of look at balancing that risk and that diversification portfolio? Because that really is then the pointy part of it in many senses.
Yes. Well, I think the first thing is to as a team is to keep each other honest and to ensure that we stick to our disciplines, stick to our process. Because the reality is, although we are professional money managers, as human beings, we are no less fallible than any other investor in terms of being falling prey to one's emotions, et cetera. So you have to stick to your process. And as I say, at this point in our process, we say we've got to lean quite heavily on our momentum indicators, liquidity indicators. And yes, those do need to be balanced by some diversification. But at the end of the day, clients pay us to generate real returns. And so we've got to stay invested.
And I like that idea around process, because what process does is it makes one of the key points of a good investor is that discipline. And that process sort of feeds into and helps create that discipline to the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without those disciplines, as I say, we would be as vulnerable to being swayed by headlines as anyone else. I think the biggest mistake we can make as professionals is to think we are somehow superhuman. Well, that's an interesting point. Perhaps we can talk about AI at some point in the future. But I mean, these sorts of alternative quantitative type tools really do help keep us honest and keep us sticking to where we need to be.
We'll get you back for that AI talk. That's Peter van der Ross, Deputy Head Multi-Asset at Stanlib Asset Management. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.